Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Fantasize Me, the podcast where I take characters real or imagined, and I fantasize them as D&D characters. That's right. I'm your host, Zach Katz, and today we're going to be turning the one and only Krampus into a D&D character. Now, you might be asking yourself, who is Krampus? What is that? I'm gonna tell you, don't even worry about it, okay? So, Krampus is described... This is really funny to me. Krampus is described to be a half-goat, half-demon monster. Which is such a funny description, because half-goat, okay, that's descriptive. I know what a goat looks like. But half-demon, man, that could be anything. But Krampus is very hairy and tall, usually covered in brown or black hair completely. They have cloven hooves, goat horns, a long pointed tongue that often lolls out of their mouth, and fangs. They're also often carrying chains and a whip, or sometimes a bundle of birch branches. So this figure, Krampus, now that you know what they look like, they just punish bad children. Okay? They're like the opposite of Santa Claus, right? Krampus also often appears with a sack or a basket strapped to his back, and it's essentially just to, you know, take bad children, kidnap bad children, and eat them or drown them or take them to hell. So Santa's got a sack full of toys. Krampus has a sack full of naughty girls and boys, okay? But Krampus has been theorized as appearing as far back as the 6th or 7th century AD. There are no written sources before the end of the 16th century, but, you know, a lot of oral traditions and stories about Krampus. So this very old, potentially over a 1,000-year-old figure of this being that took bad children or punished children for being bad. And Krampus is often paired with Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas being a gift-giving saint, the kind of basis of Santa Claus. So that's how Krampus and Santa Claus are kind of connected. He was connected with Saint Nicholas. And the Feast of Saint Nicholas is celebrated in parts of Europe on the 6th of December, but the night before is Krampusnacht. Krampus Night, where the wicked, hairy devil appears on the streets, going after children. He visits homes and he visits businesses. And some stories say that Krampus supplies coal to bad children and also swats them with his birch branches or whips them or, you know, takes them away or eats them, does some punishment for bad children. Other Krampus mythology says that Saint Nicholas will give kids presents and a golden birch branch. But if they were bad, Krampus takes all their presents and gives them a silver birch branch. Like I said earlier, Krampus is often depicted with chains, which, from what I've read, Krampus just uses them for dramatic effect. Just, like, clacking the chains around or thrashing them to scare children or to just, like, you know, fun auditory effects. He's a showman, and I love that. It's customary to offer Krampus schnapps. So you give Santa milk and cookies, give Krampus some strong fruit brandy, okay? But there's not really too much information about Krampus. You know, he hasn't been... There haven't been a million stories about him. Like, there have been Santa Claus. There's been some, but mostly he's just this half-goat, half-demon who punishes bad children. That's about it. So let's turn Krampus into a D&D character by picking out their background. So let's see. Krampus's background is... I guess just a... Huh. Well, I'm thinking about it, and Krampus is kind of a lawman. You know what I mean? He punishes people for being bad. So what would that be, like, City Watch? I kind of like that, but also he steals children and eats or kills them. And he's also been seen a lot of the time as having this sexual appetite, like chasing buxom women. Being interested in those big naturals. But, you know, there isn't a background that says titty chaser. Unfortunately, there's no titty chaser background. So let's pick. Oh, you know what we're gonna do? Okay, I just had this idea because I don't do like any prep for the D&D parts of my episodes. You should know that by how loosey-goosey they are. But what if this D&D version of Krampus was a bounty hunter who tracks down bad people and puts them in his sack and takes them to his partner, Santa Claus? And, I don't know, Santa Claus kills them or something. I think this is fun. Okay, yes, Krampus is a bounty hunter. So we're going to go with the urban bounty hunter background. So this will give Krampus 2 skill proficiencies from deception, insight, persuasion, and stealth. And I think we're definitely going to go deception and stealth. Because being a bounty hunter, okay, you need good stealth. Although, actually, never mind. Because I did say he carries around chains to, like, make himself known with those fun sounds. So we're going to do deception and insight. Forget stealth. Get out of here. Gorgeous. Next, for tool proficiencies, he's going to choose 2 from 1 type of gaming set, 1 musical instrument, and thieves' tools. Even though I don't think he'll have proficiency in stealth, I think thieves' tools are important for him breaking into homes and taking children. And also, let's see, what musical instrument would fit for Krampus? Because I didn't read that he plays any musical instruments. Even though there are those that believe Krampus was a pagan supernatural being who was assimilated to the Christian devil. The devil plays their fiddle, but what does Krampus play? I'm just going to look up Bavarian instruments. Because Krampus is thought, the name Krampus is thought to come from either Bavarian Krampen, meaning dead or rotten, or from the German Krampen, meaning claw. So, oh my god, so his bounty hunter name will be Dead Claw. Oh, that's so sick! Oh my god, Krampus is so cool! Krampus. AKA Deadclaw. I'm here for your children. Oh, Bavarian instruments. Accordion. I think Krampus would know how to play the accordion. Boom, okay, wow, that background gave him a lot. Deception, insight, thieves' tools, and the accordion. I love that for him. And instead of, you know, classic bounty hunter fashion, having a flask full of whiskey or something like that, he has a flask full of schnapps. Delicious. Okay, so we have his background. Let's pick his race. I think this one is obvious. We're going to go with Satyr, which is a half goat person. So this makes a lot of sense with me because Krampus is always depicted as being half goat, having these goat horns, having cloven hooves. Some depictions show him having 1 cloven hoof and 1 foot, but he's always covered in hair as well, just like goats are. Okay, so as a satyr, he's going to get +2 to 1 ability score, +1 to another. His creature type means that he's a fae, and I would definitely say that Krampus is a fae creature. He has magic resistance, which means advantage on saving throws against spells, and mirthful leaps. Of course Krampus is leaping mirthfully. There are all these Krampus celebrations, and actually Krampus celebrations are becoming more and more popular, especially in North America. We love him. We can't get enough Krampus. So now whenever Krampus makes a long jump or a high jump, they can add a d8 to the number of feet they cover, even when making a standing jump. This extra distance costs movement as usual, so you can just jump a little higher, jump a little further, and I love that. He also gains an attack called Ram. So it's 1d6 bludgeoning damage that uses their strength modifier, and they can just bash people with their horns, and I love that. Languages, common and one of their choice. Well, we gotta go demonic, because they're half demon. So common, demonic. And then they also get proficiencies in performance, persuasion, and 1 musical instrument. Incredible! Look at all these skill proficiencies! He would definitely have proficiency in performance. That dramatic little brat. I love him. And then another musical instrument. Well, let me just pull up that list of Bavarian instruments. Let's see. So we got the accordion, the mandolin. Okay, let's do the mandolin. That's one I've heard of. The beautiful mandolin, okay? The accordion and the mandolin. One man band. Awesome, awesome. All right, so we have his background, urban bounty hunter and his race, satyr. That means next we roll for stats. That's when you take a d6, a six-sided die, roll it four times, drop the lowest number, and add up the remaining three to get one of his six ability scores. Okay, so we're gonna do that six times. Looking for a gift for the D&D or TTRPG nerd in your life? Look no further than We Print Miniatures. We Print Miniatures has a huge range of over 3,000 miniatures that they can print on demand and send to you or your loved ones, or even people you just sort of like. Check them out at weprintminiatures.com, and at checkout, use promo code FANTASIZEMEPOD to get 10% off your entire order. I love that for you. Alright, I rolled for Krampus, and you know what? He did pretty well. Krampus got a 12, 8, 14, 13, 8, and 17. So those two 8s are a bit of a bummer, but a 17? Come on, Krampus, stop it. I know he won't, and I love that. Okay, so now where do we think these stats should go? What do we think his highest stat should be? I think I'm going to put that 17 into strength, because everything I read about Krampus is he's very strong. He just grabs children one-handed, slings them in his sack. He's got to be carrying so many children in that back sack, you know what I mean? So I think 17 to strength. Next, we have a 14. Let's put that into constitution. Very, very hardy Krampus. Next is a 13. Let's do 13 charisma, because like I said, I think he's pretty charismatic. Then a 12 in dexterity. And then we have the 2 8, so those are automatically going to go in intelligence and wisdom. So Krampus is not smart, he is not wise, but he will kill you. I love that. Killing machine. Oh, beautiful. We also have a +2 and a +1 from him being a satyr. So let's put that +2 into strength to make that a 19, or a +4 modifier. And that +1, let's put that into charisma, bumping that up to a 14, which is now a +2 modifier. So Krampus's starting stats are 19 strength, 12 dexterity, 14 constitution, 8 intelligence, 8 wisdom, and 14 charisma. Those are some stats that I can work with. All right, now that we have his stats all sorted out, let's pick what Krampus's first class is going to be. I definitely want to take advantage of that strength. So how about, let's see, what's a good bounty hunter class? Oh, paladin. Totally paladin. Okay. I mean, you know, when I think of Krampus, the first thing I think of is holy warrior, you know, defender, just loves Jesus and is a virgin. That's exactly what I think of when I think of Krampus. No. Okay. So I'm picking a paladin because, one, he has good strength and good charisma, which paladins both use, but also I think it makes sense as this bounty hunter that we're turning him into, because paladins have typically an oath, you know, something that they really fight for or fight towards, and Krampus fights for hurting children, and you know, you gotta respect his commitment. So that sounds a lot like an oath to me. So first level paladin, he's going to gain proficiency in all armor and shields, in simple weapons and martial weapons, and with wisdom and charisma saving throws. Oof. And his wisdom's really bad, so even with proficiency, that's only a +1. But that's fine. That's okay. He's also going to choose two skill proficiencies from athletics, insight, intimidation, medicine, persuasion, and religion. I feel like we've got to choose intimidation. Absolutely intimidation. That's what his chains are for, baby. And he's a very intimidating presence, like this 7-foot-tall goat demon with a whip and a sack. Ugh, I love it. But also, let's see, I'm tempted to do athletics, because he does seem very spry and athletic, but I'm also tempted to do religion, because he is, although I guess he's kind of an anti-religious figure, right? Like, he was this pagan being, and then organized religion kind of ruined him, and even tried to outlaw him. In Austria, the Krampus tradition was prohibited by Christian fascists, but that didn't work too well. So I guess not religion. Let's do athletics then. Oh my god, look at all these skill proficiencies. Krampus, what can't you do? Okay, so as a first level paladin, Krampus is going to gain the ability Divine Sense. So as an action, Krampus can open his awareness to detect forces of evil and good. Until the end of his next turn, he'll know the location of any celestial, fiend, or undead within 60 feet of him that's not behind total cover. He'll know the type of any being whose presence he senses, but not its exact identity. Within the same radius, he'll also detect the presence of any place or object that has been consecrated or desecrated, as with the Hallow spell. He can use Divine Sense a number of times equal to 1 plus his Charisma modifier per long rest. So his Charisma modifier is a plus 2, so he can use this 3 times per long rest. That's gotta be helpful. I actually don't think this will help him. Because I was thinking maybe he can use Divine Sense to pick out evil children. But I don't know if children can really be evil. And I don't think Krampus believes children can be evil either. His threshold for attacking children is that they're just not good. This isn't a good child. Krampus is coming for you. I don't think evil really factors into it. But the next ability, hey, also not really a Krampus ability, but it's called Lay on Hands. Krampus has a pool of healing power that replenishes when he takes a long rest, and that healing power can restore a number of hit points equal to his paladin level times 5. So right now he has 5 points in that pool, and as an action, he can touch a creature and draw power from the pool to restore a number of hit points to that creature up to the maximum amount remaining in his pool. I think Krampus will only ever use this on himself. I can't imagine Krampus, who, let's just put it out there, must be a selfish lover. I don't think Krampus will be healing anyone else. Okay, he's going after bad children. He's not going to heal them. He's just going to hurt them. Anyway, second level in Paladin, he's going to gain a fighting style. Aw, a style of fighting that is just Krampus's specialty. So I actually think I'm going to choose Blessed Warrior. I was saying Krampus isn't really into organized religion, but I don't think Blessed Warrior really means he's a religious warrior. He's just hashtag blessed. So he's going to gain 2 cantrips of his choice from the cleric spell list, and the reason I wanted Blessed Warrior are for 2 cantrips in particular. The first one is Toll the Dead, which deals more damage to an already injured creature. And that's just like Krampus to attack someone when they're down. And the other cantrip I want is called Thaumaturgy, which I like to call the dramatic bitch cantrip. Okay, you can have your voice boom 3 times as loud as normal, you can cause flames to flicker or change color, you can cause harmless tremors in the ground, create an instantaneous sound, instantaneously cause an unlocked door or window to fly open or slam shut, or you can alter the appearance of his eyes for 1 minute. Like, how every single one of those is more dramatic as the last. I love it. He can just be really loud. He can, oh my god, okay. So Krampus is coming to get ya. He uses Thaumaturgy to make the lights flicker. He creates instantaneous sounds that originate from a point within 30 feet of him. So like, you know, the rumbling of chains or the clacking of chains. He can instantaneously cause an unlocked door or window to fly open or slam shut. How dramatic is that? So boom, Toll the Dead and Thaumaturgy, perfect for Krampus. He's also going to gain spellcasting as a second level paladin using his charisma. Spellcasting ability is Charisma, so a spell save DC, or what a target needs to equal or beat to resist the effects of his paladin spells, is going to be 8 plus his proficiency bonus plus his Charisma modifier. And right now, that equals 12. So, not terrible, but not great. And then his spell attack modifier is proficiency bonus plus Charisma modifier, or plus 4, which is not very good, but that's okay. I don't think he's going to be using too many spells. I think he's going to be using most of his spell slots for the next ability he gets called Divine Smite. So when Krampus hits a creature with a melee weapon attack, he can expend one spell slot to deal radiant damage to the target in addition to the weapon's damage. The extra damage is 2d8 for a first level spell slot, plus 1d8 for each spell level higher than first to a maximum of 5d8. The damage increases by 1d8 if the target is an undead or a fiend to a maximum of 6d8. Now, it says radiant damage, and I kind of like this, because a lot of people think radiant damage as holy damage, but I think it could also be unholy damage. You know, can't demons be radiant? I mean, Lucifer is a fallen angel. Is he not radiant and very, very good looking if you look up some statues of Lucifer? Irrelevant, but Divine Smite, boom, and I think that's really cool. Like, imagine Krampus's whip or his collection of birch branches just suddenly being alit with these black flames that allow them to deal extra damage to his enemies. His enemies being children, but still. Third level in Paladin, hey, Krampus, he has divine health, so now he's immune to disease. Isn't that fun? Isn't that great? I can't imagine Krampus getting disease or anything, but now he's immune, so that is reflected. But he's also going to gain his Sacred Oath, which is the Paladin subclass. So what Paladin subclass? I don't think Crown or Devotion really make sense for him. We are going to go with the Oathbreaker subclass. That sounds right. I don't know what oath he's breaking, but the abilities he gets from the Oathbreaker subclass sound very Krampus to me. So he gets some spells like Hellish Rebuke and Inflict Wounds. I mean, perfect. And he also gets two Channel Divinity options. One is Control Undead. So as an action, he can target one undead creature he can see within 30 feet of him. The target has to make a wisdom saving throw, and on a failed save, the target must obey Krampus's commands for the next 24 hours. Which is pretty cool. He can just see a zombie and be like, hey, zombie, get that child. And the zombie will be like, yes, I'm going to get that child. The other channel divinity option he gets is called Dreadful Aspect. So each creature of Krampus's choice within 30 feet of him has to make a wisdom saving throw if it can see Krampus. On a failed save, the target is frightened for 1 minute. Ugh, that's so cool. Krampus can just, like, you know, unfurl his tongue and snarl with his fangs and his devil horns glistening in the moonlight, and he can just terrify everything around him. Very good. Fourth level, let's continue in Paladin for just a bit more. He's going to gain an ability score improvement, so he can increase one ability score of his choice by 2, or 2 ability scores of his choice by 1. Or he can pick a feat. I actually think we're already going to give him a feat. So we are going to go ahead and give him the Slasher feat. Because if you look at a whip in D&D, it does slashing damage, and I'm sure his birch branches will do the same. So with the Slasher feat, look at this, he can increase his strength or dexterity by 1. So we can actually max out his strength anyway, bump that 19 to a 20, which is a plus 5 modifier. Would you look at that? Also, once per turn when Krampus hits a creature with an attack that deals slashing damage, like his whip, he can reduce the speed of the target by 10 feet until the start of his next turn. That's perfect for a bounty hunter. He can whip someone and make them move slower, so he can more easily grab them and stuff them in his sack. Also, when Krampus scores a critical hit that deals slashing damage to a creature, he can grievously wound it. Until the start of his next turn, the target will have disadvantage on all attack rolls. So getting a critical hit with Krampus makes it harder for people to retaliate. That's very fun. And again, slowing creatures down, great for a bounty hunter. I love that. Fifth level in Paladin, he's going to gain extra attack. So that means he can attack twice instead of once whenever he takes the attack action on his turn. So boom, now he can whip whip. The slasher feat only activates once per turn, but it is extra damage that Krampus can now do, and he can use his Divine Smite on each attack, so he can use that twice per turn now. Beautiful. Now for 6th level, I think we are going to multi-class. Krampus is a strong paladin. He can do a lot with those paladin abilities, but I think he needs a little bit more going for him. So let's multiclass and become a 1st level barbarian. Barbarian. Krampus the Barbarian. Do y'all remember Dave the Barbarian? That show is great. Anyway, Krampus. He has now multiclassed into Barbarian because he's just full of rage. He's like, I keep eating children and, you know, scaring others to make sure they aren't bad. And yet children keep being bad. Do they not believe in me? I'm getting, honestly, a little peeved. So as a 1st level Barbarian, he now has rage. So on his turn, he can enter a rage as a bonus action to have advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws, to gain a bonus to his damage rolls when he makes a melee attack that uses strength. He has resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. Incredible. With rage, multiclassing from a spellcaster to barbarian, when you're raging, you can't cast spells because you can't cast spells, you can't concentrate on them. But as a paladin, like I said, the only thing he's going to be using his spell slots for, most likely, is Divine Smite, which you can still use while you're raging, because it's not a spell. It expends a spell slot, but it's not casting a spell. Also, Krampus gains unarmored defense. So while he's not wearing any armor, his armor class is 10 plus his dexterity modifier plus his constitution modifier. He has plus 1 to dexterity and plus 2 to constitution, so an armor class of 13, which isn't good. That's not a good armor class to have. But Krampus doesn't wear any armor. He's usually just letting it all hang out, Krampus. 2nd level in Barbarian, 7th overall, he's going to gain Danger Sense. So he'll have advantage on dexterity saving throws against effects that he can see, such as traps and spells. And I like this for him because, like I said earlier, when I picked the Satyr race and he got those mirthful leaps, he seems very spry, just tall and lanky, and can just has incredible movement. So being able to just, you know, sense the traps that children have set up for him and expertly dodge and weave around them makes a lot of sense to me. He's also going to gain Reckless Attack, which again sounds very Krampus. It really does. Of course he's going to be reckless. He doesn't care about his own well-being. He just wants to hurt children. When Krampus makes his first attack on his turn, he can decide to attack recklessly. Doing so will give him advantage on melee weapon attack rolls using strength during this turn. The downside is attack rolls against Krampus will have advantage until his next turn. So he'll attack with advantage, but everything else can attack him with advantage. I think he would definitely take that risk. 3rd level in Barbarian, we can pick his Primal Path. That is the Barbarian subclass. So 3rd level Barbarian, 8th overall. What should we choose? So I think we're going to go Path of the Totem Warrior, because there are just a few abilities in here that seem fitting for Krampus. First, he's going to gain Spirit Seeker, so he'll gain the ability to cast the Beast Sense and speak with animal spells, but only as rituals. I don't know how helpful that'll be to him, but he's also going to gain a Totem Spirit. So I like the idea that Krampus is kind of an amalgamation of a bunch of different animals. So he's going to choose a spirit animal. So he's going to choose kind of spirit animal to embody. And I think we're going to go with elk. Bear is kind of my go-to because it gives you resistance to all damage except psychic while you're raging, which is incredibly powerful. With elk, while Krampus is raging and isn't wearing heavy armor, his walking speed increases by 15 feet. That is a lot, and as a satyr, his base walking speed's already 35. That means while he's raging, his walking speed is 50. That is very swift. That is very swift. And remember, if he hits a creature with his whip, he can reduce their walking speed by 10. That is some crazy movement from Krampus. And I love that for him. I really do. Fourth level Barbarian. That is going to be an ability score improvement. He's pretty much just using strength, but I do think his armor class is really low. Even though his hit points are probably pretty high, I'm going to bump his constitution from a 14 to a 16. So not only does that give him additional hit points, but it gives him one more armor class. Now his armor class is 14. Let's see, fifth level in Barbarian, 10th overall, he gains extra attack, but you can't stack those extra attacks, so he can still only attack twice when he takes the attack action on his turn. He's also going to gain fast movement, so now his speed increases by 10 feet. That means when he's raging, he has a walking speed of 60 feet. He's so fast. That's so scary. I think a scary thing to me is when there's a creature that's really big, really tall, really large, that can just move uncharacteristically quickly, you know? Because something so big, you expect them to be a little slow, but Krampus, he's lithe. He never skips leg day. He doesn't do it. He's always working out those legs, doing crazy squats. Ugh, good for him, right? Sixth level in Barbarian. That is going to be another Primal Path feature from the Totem Warrior subclass. And that is called Aspect of the Beast. So he's going to gain a different magical ability. And I think we are going to... We chose Elk the first time. I think the second time we are going to pick Wolf. So now he can track other creatures while traveling at a fast pace, and he can move stealthily while traveling at a normal pace. So, perfect. We're making Krampus the Bounty Hunter, codenamed Deadclaw, so he's gotta be good at tracking. So, traveling at a fast pace, he can be moving even without his elk 15 feet. That's still 45 feet of movement that he can move, and track while he's doing it. That's awesome. That's really fun. Okay, let's do 7th level in Barbarian? Should we do that? Should we do 7th level Barbarian? I am gonna do it. All right. 7th level Barbarian, that is 12th overall. He's gonna gain Feral Instinct. So he now has advantage on initiative rolls. Also, if he's surprised at the beginning of his combat, but he's not incapacitated, he can act normally on his first turn, but only if he enters a rage before doing anything else on that turn. So if a child gets the jump on him, Krampus can be so pissed off that he can just act normally. He's like, I'm more angry than I am surprised. I'm going to kill this child. Beautiful. Also, advantage on initiative rolls. He only has a +1 to initiative because that's his dexterity modifier. But now he has advantage, so there's a better chance that he'll act before his opponent. So this is great. He can act before his opponent. He can enter a rage, move incredibly fast towards them, and attack them to activate his slasher ability to reduce their speeds. So then they have a hard time getting away. Definitely helpful. Eighth level. Let's do eighth level Barbarian. Yeah, eighth level Barbarian to get another ability score improvement. Let's bump that dexterity. So that's a 14 dexterity or a +2 modifier now, which again increases his armor class. So his armor class started at an 11, but now it is a 15. That's much better. And while he's raging, he has resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. Good for you, Krampus. I love that. So let's see. That was 8th level in Barbarian. Should I go 9th? What do you think? Should I go 9th level? I don't think so. I think we're actually going to jump back over to Paladin to become a 6th level Paladin. So 8th level Barbarian, 6th level Paladin, 14th overall, he's going to gain Aura of Protection. So now whenever Krampus or a friendly creature within 10 feet of him has to make a saving throw, they'll gain a bonus to the saving throw equal to Krampus's charisma modifier, which is a +2. So that's awesome. That just means all of Krampus's saving throws gains a +2. I mean, how cool is that? With his danger sense, he has advantage on those dexterity saving throws and a +2 to it. That means he has a +4 in advantage to dex saves. Ugh, I love it. 7th level in Paladin, 15th overall. That's going to be another Sacred Oath feature from the Oathbreaker subclass called Aura of Hate. How fun is that? So starting at 7th level, Krampus will now gain a bonus to melee weapon damage rolls equal to his charisma modifier, which is, again, a +2. So that's awesome. It just means every attack he makes will deal an additional 2 damage. He can attack twice a turn, so that's potentially an additional 4 damage every turn. Not a ton, but that'll definitely make a difference, especially stacking it with his smiting ability. Gorgeous. 8th level in Paladin, 16th overall, another ability score improvement. I'm gonna give Krampus another feat. We've increased dexterity, we've increased constitution. Let's give him another feat that would help his bounty hunting now. So I'm looking at the mobile feat because I like the idea of Krampus moving at these incredible speeds. So I think I'm going to do that. His speed increases by 10 feet. So now that's a 55 base speed, and while he's raging, it's a 70. Also, when Krampus uses the dash action, difficult terrain doesn't cost him any extra movement on that turn. So if one of the children lays out a trap that creates, like, I don't know, a sticky floor or something that would be difficult terrain, Krampus can just run over it at such incredible speeds, 140 feet of movement, and just take that child. Also, when Krampus makes a melee attack against a creature, Krampus won't provoke opportunity attacks on that creature for the rest of the turn, whether Krampus hits or not. So that's great. Krampus can attack recklessly, attack that child with advantage, and then move so far away from that kid without provoking any opportunity attacks, so that when it comes to the kid's next turn, they can't even get into melee range with Krampus to take advantage of that reckless attack. You know what I mean? Because normally that child will have advantage on their attack rolls against Krampus, but now, without provoking opportunity attacks, Krampus can just hit them, run away, and then just chase them down again, because he's so fast. That's scary. That's a little scary, but I like it. Okay, 9th level in Paladin, 17th overall. Wow, he's getting strong. That is going to be nothing. He doesn't get anything. This just means he has access to 3rd level Paladin spells. I think he's going to be using his spell slots just for smites, but now he has 3rd level Paladin spell slots for even more powerful smites. 10th level in Paladin, 18th overall. Is this what I want to do? I think so, yes. So he's going to gain Aura of Courage. So now Krampus and friendly creatures within 10 feet of him can't be frightened. Great. How can you frighten Krampus? You can't. And now this reflects that. He's the one who frightens you with his Oathbreaker channel divinity, Dreadful Aspect. Alright, 11th level in Paladin, 19th overall, that is improved Divine Smite. So even without using Divine Smite, now when Krampus hits with a melee weapon attack, the creature is going to take an extra 1d8 radiant damage. So he can deal that 1d8 radiant damage and stack a smite on top of that. That is so beautiful. So much damage. 12th level in Paladin, the final level, that is another ability score improvement. Hey, let's give Krampus another feat. And we are going to pick... Ooh, what would be a good final feat for Krampus the Bounty Hunter? Let's see, he already moves incredibly fast. He can slow down his enemies. He does a lot of damage. Thinking maybe menacing to take advantage of his intimidation and maybe frighten some people. I actually think I am going to do that, because his whole his whole shtick is, you know, people using the visage of Krampus to frighten children into behaving, you know? So I think giving him an ability to frighten, that's beautiful. He already has one with his channel divinity, but he can't use that ability very often. So this will give him a little bit more versatility in how he terrifies his enemies. So with the menacing feat, his charisma will increase by 1 to a 15. That doesn't affect the modifier at all, it's just 15 charisma. Still a plus 2 there. He's going to gain proficiency in intimidation. Well, he already has intimidation proficiency, so that means he's going to gain expertise in it, which doubles his proficiency bonus. That means now as a 20th level character, he has plus 6 to proficiency bonus, meaning he has plus 14 to intimidation. So good. So now, when Krampus takes the attack action on his turn, he can replace one of his two attacks with an attempt to demoralize one humanoid he can see within 30 feet of him that can see and hear Krampus. He'll make an intimidation check contested by the target's insight, and if Krampus's check succeeds, the target is frightened until the end of his next turn. Incredible. If the check fails, the target can't be frightened by Krampus in this way for 1 hour. But he has two attacks, so he can attack them, reduce their movement speed by 10 feet, and then use their second attack to just intimidate the ever-loving shit out of them with a plus 14 to intimidation. And then use the mobile feat to just move away from them. Or I don't know, this is just, this is fun. This is great. One of the hard parts about doing this podcast is I make so many fun characters that I want to play as, and I never get a chance to play in general, you know? So when is that really gonna happen? But boom, 20th level Krampus, oh my god. Krampus, aka Deadclaw. For background, we have Urban Bounty Hunter. Race, we have Satyr. He is a level 12 Oathbreaker Paladin and a level 8 Path of the Totem Barbarian. His ending stats are 20 Strength, 14 Dexterity, 16 Constitution, 8 Intelligence, 8 Wisdom, and 15 Charisma. So we boosted those stats a good amount. We increased his Strength, Dexterity, and Constitution. We also increased his charisma, but it didn't do anything. But there you have it. For skill proficiencies, he has plus 11 to athletics, plus 8 to deception, plus 5 to insight, plus 14 to intimidation, plus 8 to performance, and 8 to persuasion. Wow, okay. Saving throws, he has plus 5 to wisdom saving throws and plus 8 to charisma saving throws. But remember, from his aura of protection ability from being a paladin, he gets a plus 2 to all of his saving throws. That plus 2 comes from his charisma modifier. So he really has a plus 7 to wisdom saving throws and a plus 10 to charisma saving throws. That plus 7 to wisdom saving throws is really impressive considering he has a negative 1 to wisdom. Oh, that's fun. Languages, he has Common and Demonic. He's often described as half goat, half demon, which, what does that even mean? Tool proficiencies, he's proficient in thieves' tools, the accordion, and the mandolin. Isn't that lovely? That's so nice. For feats, we gave him Slasher, Mobile, and Menacing. Oh, how fun! I was thinking of doing Krampus for one of the Halloween episodes that I do every year, but I figured he's so often paired with, you know, St. Nicholas and with Santa Claus, I would do him in December. And here we go. It's December. Here's Krampus. Anyway, my idea for Krampus, okay, he's going after this child that has just been giving him so much grief. This child is bad to the bone. Okay, how bad are they? They don't do their chores. For starters, they were told to wash the dishes, and this child said, nuh-uh, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna play my video games instead on my Nintendo. And also, that's not all, they also cheated on their math test. And what are other bad things that children do? I mean, they're children. They don't really do anything that bad. Elder abuse. fair, didn't do their chores, cheated on their math test, and elder abuse. So Krampus is like, this kid honestly sucks. So the parents are like, hey, Krampus, our child honestly sucks. They're just so awful to Pawpaw and Meemaw. You have to get them. And Krampus is like, wow. Krampus is like, wow, usually it's not the parents who reach out to me. That's kind of messed up, but I am on the case. I will track down your child. I will put him in my bye-bye sack, and you won't have to worry about him ever again. And the parents are like, sick. So Krampus goes after this child, but the child, another bad thing they did, they love to eavesdrop. So they heard that Krampus was coming. So they set up all of these traps. So Krampus, being the dramatic son of a gun he is, uses his thaumaturgy cantrip to have the unlocked door fly open where Krampus is just standing, hunched over, his huge frame about to come through the doorway with his chains rattling, his sack quivering with children already caught inside of it. And this bad kid he's after knew he was going to throw open the door with magic. So he set a little trap, okay? Gouts of flame encircle Krampus, but with Krampus's danger sense, he's able to just leap through them with nary a hair singe. I don't know where this child got flamethrowers. Probably stole them because he's a menace, honestly. And Krampus, he's surprised. He did not see this coming. Fortunately, he's also very angry. So with his feral instinct barbarian ability, even though he's surprised, as long as he goes into a rage before he does anything else, he can act normally. So this kid thought he got a drop on him, but he didn't realize just how pissed off Krampus would be. Krampus was like, I had other things I wanted to do today, okay? I was baking streusel and drinking my schnapps when I got called into this cold village to take care of a snot-nosed brat. So he enters initiative. Well, with that same ability, Feral Instinct, he has advantage on that initiative roll. So he goes first. He's entered his rage. He has a movement speed of 70. He runs up to that child in an instant. The child blinks, and Krampus closes the distance between them in just a breath. Krampus takes out his birch branches and attacks this child. And this child, it's a sturdy lad, but Krampus hits them. And Krampus doesn't just hit them. They deal an additional +2 damage from their rage. So let's say this collection of branches does, I don't know, 1d6 slashing damage. Okay, so that's 1d6 +2 from his rage. As a paladin, he gets an additional 1d8 from improved divine smite. And F it, he's gonna use a third level divine smite on this little brat. So that's an additional 4d8 damage. So 1d6 plus his strength, +2 from rage, +5d8, +2 from his charisma from the Oathbreaker subclass, right? His aura of hate gives him additional damage. Okay, oh my god. So that is 1d6 +9 +5d8. Brutal. Wow, okay, absolutely brutal. So that's like an average of 35 damage from a single hit on this child. Oh, he's attacking recklessly, so he attacks with advantage, so he's gonna hit. He's a +11 to this attack roll. So definitely hits with his birch branches, wounds this child, which means from his slasher feet, the child moves more slowly. So for Krampus' second attack, he's gonna forego his attack in order to use menacing and just terrify this child with his +14 intimidation. So now this child is quivering, quaking, and he's about to attack Krampus, but Krampus, having the mobile feet, can move away from this child without taking a disengage. So no opportunity attacks against Krampus. Krampus is too far away for this child who's been slowed, so all the child can do is kind of crawl away from Krampus, knowing that their time is up. Krampus's turn comes around again. He doesn't even make an attack. He just uses his incredible +11 athletics check to pick up this child, stuff him in the sack with the others. They're like, hey, man, what are you in for? And then Krampus uses his incredible legs to jump right through the roof of this house and scamper off into the nighttime. Ugh. I love that for him. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Fantasize Me. Email in character suggestions to me at fantasizemepod@gmail.com. Send them in. I love hearing who you want me to turn into a D&D character. Again, that email is fantasizemepod@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, on Blue Sky, on Twitch, and on YouTube, all under fantasizemepod. I'm streaming a bunch on Twitch, trying to do 2 times a week, so that's twitch.tv/fantasizemepod. Stop by, it'll be fun maybe. Oh, tell your friends, tell your friends' enemies. Maybe sick Krampus on them too, if they're that bad. Thank you so much for listening, and we will do this again soon. Bye!